Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the 16th Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Our Great Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the 16th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, with special attention to the following verses. And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first." And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" So the last will be first and the first last. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, Living for Jesus.
This is the pathway of blessing.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again not to be number one, the first, and the best, not to win and to be successful in everything we do, but to be last, not to exalt ourselves like the Pharisee in the temple. God, I thank thee that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector, but to humble just like the publican, who would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Ultimately, to be more like Jesus himself in his humility, as he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. To follow the example of Jesus as he encourages us today, saying, so the last will be first, and the first last. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, with special attention to the following verses. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, these last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. But he replied to one of them, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? So the last will be first, and the first last. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, the last will be first, and the first last. And yet that's not what we were taught or expected to do ever since we were children, was it? No, it wasn't. As a matter of fact, I remember growing up as a child and later on as a teenager on how important it was for me to spend long hours studying and working very hard in order to be first and the best, to be the best I could be in getting good grades at school, being the best player, especially in soccer, and in anything else I was interested in doing. I was literally taught by our society to be number one and to be the best in everything I did, that it was always important to win and to be successful in all of my accomplishments. And unfortunately, that is still true today. As children and teenagers, as well as high school and college students, are encouraged to always be first and the best. Children in elementary school scrambling to be first in the lunch line. High school students to be in the top 10% of their class in order to get into the best college or university. Employees looking always for a promotion. And even parents scrambling to get their children to win and to be successful in life. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does. Scrambling to be first and the best never stops or ends. It's a never-ending process. And yet no one is suggesting this morning that it is wrong to be first, the best, to win, or to be successful. No, it isn't. However, what's wrong with it is the emphasis given by our society to always be the first and the best. And why? Because in the parable of the laborers in the vineyard, Jesus says that it is altogether different. When it comes to the kingdom of heaven, scrambling to be first and the best just doesn't work that way. As a matter of fact, Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to a master who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And as he went out early in the morning, perhaps about 6 o'clock, he sent out a few laborers who agreed to work for him in his vineyard for a denarius a day. Later on, at the third hour, which was about 9 o'clock in the morning, he saw a few others standing idle in the marketplace. And he also said to them, you go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you. The same was also true as the master found others about the sixth and the ninth hour, about 12 noon and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he did the same. Finally, about the 11th hour, approximately at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he still found others standing doing nothing at all. So he asked them, why do you stand here idle all day? And they said to him, because no one has hired us. So he said to them, you go into the vineyard too. And they did. After an hour, when evening came, the master and owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first. He paid them, and each of them received a denarius, beginning with the ones who were hired last, those who came at the ninth, sixth, and third hour of the day. They all got paid the same wages. So when those who were hired first came to get their wages, they thought they would receive more. But guess what? They were also paid only one denarius. So they grumbled and complained to the master, saying, these last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. The master replied, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? So take what belongs to you and go. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? And then Jesus said to them, so the last will be first and the first last. Yes, at the end of the day, the master does two things that reveals his generosity and his grace. First of all, he pays the last workers, those who worked for only 1 hour, before anyone else. And then he proceeds to pay everyone else the same amount, including those who had worked all day long. While those who worked less than a full day responded gratefully to the master, there was an angry response by those who were paid last. In other words, those who worked all day were literally angry to the idea of not only getting paid the same, but being considered as equal to the others who worked only a few hours. And yet in this parable, everyone, both the first and the last, receive the same wage. Everyone is considered to be equal in the eyes of the landowner. And why? Because the generosity of the landowner does not depend on how hard they worked. It also does not depend on how long they worked. And it certainly isn't based on the worker's sense of justice, fairness, and equality. Instead, it is based entirely on the landowner's sense of generosity. And that's precisely what God the Father has also done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. God chooses to give generously to each person, no matter how hard or how long they may have worked in the vineyard. God's love and grace does not depend on how holy we are, how much we give to the church, how much we volunteer, how nice we are, how much we pray, or even for that matter, how much we read our Bible. It is all about what God has done and how God loves all of us in the same way through His Son, Jesus Christ, whether you are first or last. We are all treated and accepted by God equally through Jesus' love, mercy, kindness, forgiveness, and compassion. Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me? If we're honest with ourselves this morning, sometimes we act just like the ones who were hired first, don't we? Yes, we do. At first, we might also be tempted to say, that's just not fair. And why? Because hard work generally pays off. At least that's what we have been taught. And so we too can become consumed in being number one and the first, and perhaps also opposed to God's love and grace when we serve and work for the Lord more than all the others in our family, in the circle of our friends, at work, and sometimes even in the church. And yet it is not based on how hard or how long we have worked either, but on God's love and grace through His Son, Jesus Christ. In God's eyes, we're all treated the same way as sinners in need of God's love and grace through Jesus' blood and righteousness. We're all in the same boat, regardless of how many years we have served the Lord Jesus Christ. The thief on the cross is a good example of that. Even though he lived the life of a criminal and never served the Lord Jesus Christ, before he died, he said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And what did Jesus say to him? "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus didn't treat this criminal on the cross any different than his own disciples and those who followed him, those who served him faithfully for 3 long years during his public ministry. Yes, our good works are self-righteousness, and what we have accomplished in life doesn't matter when it comes to our eternal salvation. And St. Paul makes it very clear that it is only by God's grace, through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior, that we are saved to the kingdom of heaven. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Not to exalt ourselves like the Pharisee did in the temple. "God, I thank thee that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get." But to humble ourselves, just like the publican did, who would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat upon his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." At the end of the day, to be more like Jesus himself in his humility, as he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. The words of Jesus himself, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Just like the master in the vineyard, Jesus also offers us today his love and grace, whether we are first or last. He offers us the forgiveness of all of our sins and iniquities through his suffering and death on the cross. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, as we always listen to the words of Jesus, that the last will be first and the first last. And may our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day, living for Jesus a life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do. O Jesus, Lord and Master, I give myself to thee. I owe no other master. My heart shall be thine throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone, in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, not to be number one, the first and the best, not to win and to be successful in everything we do in life, but to be last, as we follow the example and the words of Jesus himself. So the last will be first, and the first last. Amen. We now listen to the hymn sung by the celebration choir, "My Jesus, I Love Thee."
Oh,
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, again we pray that you will continue to bless and protect us, keeping us safe and healthy during this COVID pandemic, as well as all of law enforcement as they try to bring law and order to the streets of our nation. Father, we pray especially for the two police officers in Compton, California, who have been shot this past week. We pray for them and their families and for a speedy recovery from their injuries. Father, we also continue to pray for all the families who have lost their homes and businesses, those who have been injured and those who have lost loved ones to the fires during the past 2 weeks, not only in California, but also in Oregon and Washington State. Bless and protect all firefighters, police officers, first responders, and others as they are trying desperately to bring the firestorms to an end. Father, we also pray for the safety and well-being of our own community here in the Big Bear Valley as the El Dorado Fire, which has destroyed more than 21,000 acres in the San Bernardino Mountains, is still burning and a threat to our homes and businesses. Father, we pray especially for the family, friends, and fellow firefighters at the death of a firefighter while he was battling the El Dorado fire this past Thursday. Father, we also pray for those who have suffered damage to their homes and businesses at the hands of Hurricane Sally in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Finally, but not least, Father, again we pray that the doors of our church will be reopened very soon so that we can gather together as God's people for worship, to sing, to pray, to fellowship, to hear the Word of God, and to partake of the Holy Sacrament in the Lord's Supper. We ask all these petitions and intercessions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 16th Sunday after Pentecost, we sing the closing hymn, Savior, again to your dear name we raise. Amen.